Okay, so we are here today with Trayvon, Emily, and myself, Penelope, and we are basically giving a brief summary right now for just chapter one, and I'll get started on that. So basically, chapter one was about specific samples, representative samples, how the data was collected, and just when you collect the data for your statistic, you have to make sure that the way it's collected and the people you use are just good to represent the data. So I'm rambling, but one of the examples that chapter one gave was when it talked about Yale. And it talked about how most of the graduates made $20,000 a year, which is apparently a lot back then.
It's a lot now.
$20,000.
I mean, that's a lot for me.
Okay, anyway. It basically talked about how when most people saw that statistic, they thought, oh, wow, you're almost guaranteed to make $20,000 a year, which, again, was a lot back then. But a statistician, is that what they call it? A statistician would look at that and think, well, how is this collected? And so you really have to look at, like, well, who did they actually interview? Did they interview all Yale graduates?
Right,
which,
like,
is kind of impossible to do because,
yeah,
like, some of them may have died. Some
it's,
of
like,
may...
really easy to, like, kind of scheme that information.
Yeah, it's really
like,
easy to,
yeah,
like,
it's
twist.
Like, it's whoever's doing it is, like, all right, well, I want you to know this information because that's what will benefit me and,
yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah, that's what
whatever,
will
like,
make
I'm,
this
like,
look better.
Promoting or whatever.
Yeah, so they can maybe even, like, choose who they decide to collect that statistic from. And
yeah, like,
so
the thing, wasn't it, like, they went around to the neighborhood, but, like, some people didn't want to be interviewed, some
yeah.
people moved away, so it's, like, yeah, it's, like, all, it's of the class, but of the people they could actually get
yes.
to, like,
yeah.
it's all a bunch
and,
of lies.
Yeah, yeah, it is, and that's where it comes down to a representative sample. There's no way that, in most instances, there's no way that you can actually interview every single person.
Right, yeah.
Sorry about that. We were talking about how when collecting a statistic, you also have to be careful how you collect it and just...
Oh, yeah, it's, like, impossible to get every single person.
Yeah, remember how we were talking about, like, something...
Yeah, before the commercial break, we were talking about that.
The commercial break.
We were talking about how, like, I read somewhere sometime, like, 70% of Americans hate Obama, and I was just thinking, like...
That's ridiculous.
Like, how do they, like, interview...
That's a ridiculous statistic.
How did they interview all Americans, and this just shows that it's impossible.
I'm pretty
they,
sure, like, not every American even knows who Obama is. Like, there are Americans
exactly.
who can't speak or read or write or anything. Like,
exactly. So, chapter one was basically just talking about gathering just a number out of the entire population that is supposed to represent that entire population,
yeah.
Which is really essentially what a representative sample is. It's not everyone in the population. It's just like a
yeah.
just a portion.
And then, like, when they do that, when they only, like, interview a specific amount of people, then, like, the outliers get involved.
Right, right, right.
And, and that's, like, a cool way to, like, use statistics to lie or to, yeah, use statistics to lie. Because technically what you're saying is true, but it's, like, not...
It's like a...
Yeah.
It's not even,
it's
like
a... twisted...
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
like,
it's
lie
a
fib or a white lie. It's just, like... half-truth.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a half
you're tricking
truth.
People.
It's trickery is what it is.
And base... It, oh, another thing is, one of the examples here, it was talking about, say if you, like, worked for, like, a magazine or whatever, and you wanted this statistic to be as truthful as possible, and you wanted to get every sort of person possible to put into this population, and so, one of the suggested places to collect information about these people was a train station, I think it was, because lots of people go to train
right,
stations.
Right, yeah.
Everyone basically goes there. But a point that the chapter brought up was, well, what about stay-at-home moms? They don't always travel. And so it comes back to the main point. It's nearly impossible. It's possible, but it's really, really hard to just find... What's the word I'm looking for?
Just, like, it's not, like... Unless, like... Like, when you first start learning about statistics in school and they say, like, all right, there's, like, a room of 10 people and 5 out of 10 of these people have red shoes on. Like, they started out specifically with a certain amount of people that you know, like, that's the amount of people that is, that's the amount of people you're working with.
Mm.
And I think that, like, it's great that, like, we learn about this stuff later because, like, that's not how real life is at all. Like, everyone's going to be lying. There's not going to be just, like, 5 people. Two out of five, 3 out of 5, whatever. It's, like, so many more numbers and it's just, like, it's ridiculous. I think it makes me mad.
Yeah.
Cool thing I think about is, like, how the person who is taking the survey can use the representative group to go with their argument. So if I say I hate Obama and I want to prove that it's not only me that hates Obama, it's a fair amount of the American population,
mm-hmm.
I can go into a part of America that
Hates Obama.
And I can take
it. You just go exclusively like to like deep south.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, people usually when people see surveys and they do look into
they're opinionated and biased.
Yeah, and they look into the number of people. They don't look at like where the people are. So if I say, oh, everyone in America, 70% of people hate Obama, and I had a survey of 10,000 people. There's 10,000 people who are in place that don't like Obama, not 10,000 people across states.
Like, so when it comes down to it, you just have to be, like, really, like, in reality, like, what they do, like, with the statistics, if we did that in class, like, we'd get an F, because you'd be like, you can't do that.
Right.
You're doing, like, you're messing up this
sample. It's really
like,
biased.
Yeah, it's like, you have to have, like, everyone from every demographic, like, every single thing.
Yeah. And,
like, that's almost impossible to do. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And so, it's just, it also talked about on like the very end, some people tend to be biased to who interview. It did give an example here where it talks about how one of the interviewers, two men are walking down the street. One is neatly dressed and the other looks kind of angry and kind of just like, disheveled and dirty.
Like homeless?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so basically it goes on to talk, like who would you rather, oh, did it stop recording? Oh, who would you rather interview, and obviously most people would go for the clean shaven, the guy who looks together. And so it literally the whole chapter was just about the who, what, and when, and where. Like who you're interviewing and who is interviewing, where you're interviewing, and if where you're interviewing is affecting what
there's just so what many data is gonna that goes into it.
And so what I got from this is that it's kind of impossible to get a very, very accurate statistic when you're, like, interviewing people.
Yeah.
Because some people lie, some people
what I've learned from this is when I hear a statistic like 75% of Americans hate Obama, literally when I hear any statistic from now on, I'm just not going to believe it.
Yeah, this has ruined my faith in statistics, kind of.
The thing I learned from it is, like, yeah, people lie, and, like, I didn't always understand, because, like, when I see usually before, because I like to think math is cool. So when I see like statistics, I would like believe it, but now I can see a way in which they can be skewed to a certain person's argument.
Right.
So
the thing that gets me is that like it's like how to lie with statistics, but like you're not lying. Like it becomes the truth.
Right.
Because of what you're like that kind of blows my mind.
But
like,
not really. Yeah. Just the whole thing's biased.
I wonder how to tell the truth with stuff. Because, I mean, reading this, I was just like, oh, there's a lot of ways to lie. How can you actually
tell the truth?
And in a way, I guess, like, they are telling the truth because, like, they're not making up numbers. Like, they did interview this group of people, but the fact that they excluded a huge, like, group of people just, like, excuses.
So, yeah. I guess we should wrap up chapter 1 because we're going on 10 minutes now.
Like, meet you guys up next week. The average, like, all that can, like, skew it. Like, the one example was, like, if you're moving into this area and, like, he wants to know how much money, like, overall people make.
Right.
And, like, there's, like, the average of whatever, but, like, you find out that, like, it was only that because, like, two of the people they interviewed, like, were, like, millionaires. And that just makes the average, like, spike way up.
Yeah, the two outliers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that guy really got seen. Like, he was expecting Society Hill, and he got 52nd Street. But anyway, that happened because of the type of average they use for that statistic. Chapter 2 just basically talks about the different averages that people can use for finding a good statistic that makes the neighborhood or whatever they're talking about good. I think here they use the mean, and it talked about like how most of the people in the neighborhood like earned a really low wage, but those two millionaires brought the percent, like the average way, way up, because, you know.
So, like, in that aspect, if you want to find out, like, the actual, like, yeah, level of your data, you
I was
just
thinking,
look
like,
right, right.
Think, with mean and median, they're, when you're looking for, like, housing and whatever, or whoever, they're most influenced by the outliers.
Right.
So that's why they'll give you, like, the least accurate depiction of whatever the data is.
Right, right, right.
Like, mold shows you a bunch, I mean, shows you the most common, so I guess that would be the best
right.
out of the three.
It would, yeah. It also went on to talk about how that same neighborhood, apparently they didn't want to get, like, a raise in taxes or, like, something with, like, transportation. Like looking through this, but they were talking about how they wanted to take that same neighborhood and change the statistic to make the neighborhood seem poor. So I think they use like mode or mean or something. But yeah, basically chapter two was talking about depending on the average, it can really really affect how the statistic looks, and just basically the overall depiction of what you were trying to show. It also talked about a company. I think on page 34, it talked about, say an employer wanted to make it seem that he pays his employees a lot of money.
Right.
Well, you have to consider
like the different levels of employees.
Yeah, the
right, right.
And
yeah.
like how each person, like how much money each person makes. And you really can't like get all those details just with one average, say for instance the mean. So say for example, most,
because if you have like, say you have like, just like in a broad sense, like you have like 10 assembly workers and one
right.
CEO. The assembly workers get paid like $1 an hour. The CEO gets paid like
$1 million.
And
so
then,
it
like,
makes it
and
mean.
Then they, like, they do the means, like, oh, well, our average for how people get paid is like $300,000.
Right, right, right.
So like, well, yeah, because that's the CEO's pay.
Yeah,
not, like,
not everyone's
yeah.
pay. So you,
I should draw one.
So that's why I think the most accurate average, I'm not really sure if the author meant to
I see mode.
Say
that,
yeah.
yeah. I didn't.
Mode.
I don't think he meant to,
it
like,
just makes sense. Like, you look at the one that's most often. Like,
yeah,
that's
the most
how you
often
can tell
number. Yeah, and it also talk. I think the next best one is the median, because based on the median, you can see, oh, well, half of the workers make this much or more, and half of the workers make this much or less. So I think,
right,
because
they say like, oh, it's like 300,000, but then like you see the median is only like 30 or something. Like,
right.
Then you see that like that most of the numbers are that low.
Right, right, right. So going from least accurate to accurate, I think mode.
Yeah, I go with mode.
Mode is the most
yeah.
accurate because it,
I like
it tells
mode.
The best story.
The mean is mean.
Exactly. Yes, good. So, oh, yeah, here we have today is Trayvon, Emily, and Penelope.
I'm Trayvon.
I'm Emily.
Right.